This is my town. Yeah, this is my town.
Welcome back, everybody, to the More to Morris podcast. It is the All Things Morris podcast. I am Stan Knutson, and I am joined by my co-host, Mr. Chris Brown, our mayor of Morris. Chris, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm really excited about tonight. This could be like a four-parter. You know, we got a lot to talk about.
Well, there's lots happening.
Setting
that's
the table
for sure.
Early for this one.
We've had about two or three that have been easy two episodes, and this could be one of them. I'm
yeah,
sure,
absolutely.
So much pressure.
I know, right? It's like, think of sequel already, right?
This is the prequel.
Yeah,
sequel.
Yeah, right.
But I'd like to thank, we have Monica Shield and Nancy Norton from the GEDC here today. And thanks for coming, guys.
Oh, gosh, we're excited to be here. Thank you for having us.
We're going to have this is going to be fun. So just, you know, chill, relax, and this is gonna be easy conversation, right?
all of them we've been listening to, they're great, so we're glad to have the chance to
thanks,
be here.
Thanks, yeah, thanks for lying.
Oh, you're probably a little ahead of me. I'm still behind.
Oh, we listen to these two on the radio all the time too, so like, they're old pros at this, and this isn't even live, so
yeah, this could be edited
a lot easier. Yeah, we already edited some, haven't we? Inside joke.
But thanks ladies for coming. This is we've been wanting to get you on for a little while. There's a lot of things happening around town, obviously, but let's just start off, because you know, not a lot of people may know what the GEDC stands for, what it does, you know, how you guys partner with the community, the county, other communities, you know. Tell us a little bit about that, Nancy. Nancy's been around for a little while, just a couple of years, I think, right?
Doing this. I'm starting the big 2-5 in my position.
Just getting her sea legs under.
But I laugh because I used to have to explain to my family over and over what the GEDC did. So I got my spiel down, so that's good. So just actually last year we celebrated our 30th anniversary.
I know, right?
So that was exciting.
Congratulations. That was really cool.
Yeah, thank you. It's crazy to think it's been going so long. And Dan Coffin was one of the founders, and lots of names that you would recognize in our community all came together. But it stands for the Grundy Economic Development Council. And back in the day, actually, we were part of the Chamber of Commerce. And we split apart. And really what we do is we focus almost exclusively on industrial development. And everyone says, well, why not on retail and everything else? And first of all, most of the communities handle the retail commercial. And then also, retail, they draw a circle and they know where they need to be, right? They say, I need
real easy.
So many houses. I want a median income. Industry comes in and says, I need to be along the Illinois River from, you know, Putnam all the way into Chicago, or I want to be on I-80, or I need to be on a transmission line. So we find ourselves a lot more competitive. So as the GEDC do, we have all kinds of sites, and we work to attract new business and jobs and investment to our community. And then, of course, we work with the existing ones that are here. Don't want to forget about those. They're the great, you know. They always say it's harder to get the new customer than keep the existing. That's true in economic development, too, let me tell you. So we work hard to make sure we have a good business climate and transportation and taxes and all of that, so that people that are here can.
It's become a wide variety of things, really, from the time you started till now, probably, because just because of the region and what's taking place and the growth and good or bad, or however you want to take it.
Other duties as assigned.
Right, exactly.
Well, you know, that's what's fun about it, too. You know, I mean, gosh, we're always, you're learning something new and something different all the time. So that's been great.
Well, and we are in interesting times. I mean, this is something you guys have been talking about for a while. I mean, just the inquiries and the different types of businesses and the numbers.
Absolutely.
And I mean, there's a lot happening. I mean, explain to some of the people just some of the basics of what takes place. I mean, there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff, right?
Absolutely. So in our office, when we interact with a company that's looking to locate in Grundy County or searching for a site for a facility, a manufacturing facility, mm-hmm. say, and we have a site that's a fit for them and we submit to the state, or they contact us, or they contact a landowner, there's meaningful interaction with a project that's looking for a home, we open a prospect file. And we can track, so we actually can track some pretty good data about how often Grundy County is getting a look, right? And so our prospect activity has just exploded in the past 5 years. So I've been in this position 2 years, and I feel like I came on just in time to see all the excitement.
Just in time for me, too, let me tell you, because I'd be drowning if she wasn't here.
Nancy's been a great mentor, and it's really been, it's been fast-paced and exciting. I grew up in the community in Minooka. I live in Shanahan now, so I've seen it over the past 30-something years. And you're right. It's absolutely changing. Nancy always talks about how we've been discovered, quote unquote, right? Although we've known we're here for a very long time, it seems like certain industries are really taking a harder look.
Yeah, right? Everybody knows we're the center of the universe, right?
Like, absolutely.
Yeah, right. We knew it all along. Right? They just are figuring it out, right? Yeah.
I
think our numbers, what were the?
Put me on the spot from remembering specific numbers, but we're in the growth in prospect activity from last year to from 2022 to 2023, we were upwards of 80% in terms of growth. And then looking back 5 years, we're 150.
I was going to say 145, wow. 150.
North of 150% growth. So it's an exciting time.
Oh my gosh, in our area. Unbelievable.
Well, absolutely.
And I've heard you talk about that at different, presentations and different meetings we attend. And thank you for all of that. The educational forums, or, maybe we're just in a different community, celebrating something like going on there or something here. You talk about how you had to explain to everybody where Grundy County was. And now they all know. I mean, you're right. There's no more like, hey, we're out here. We're just past this and come see us. Now they're coming to your front door and, we're discovered, right?
We are discovered. And, with that brings a lot of excitement. But, we're
a lot of pressure, too. Trust me.
A lot of pressure,
Yeah.
Well, there's always good and bad, right?
Right.
Growing pains, they call them growing pains for a reason, right? So, and we have some of those, for sure. But we also have great opportunities. I was just looking and, our job growth in the last 5 years was over 9%. And, the nation was at 6. So, again, and here's the other thing. I love you guys are doing this because there's so many great things going on. And sometimes Illinois just loves to beat up on Illinois. And I don't know why we do that, but I can tell you there's great things happening in Grundy County. And we see the numbers, we see the activity, and we see the growth. We're growing population. I think we're third fastest as a percentage, not total numbers,
correct,
but as a percentage, we're the third fastest growing county in Illinois. So it's not all doom and gloom by any stretch. In fact, it's a lot of really cool, exciting stuff.
Well, and we talk about, when we're talking about comprehensive plans, because we actually did some of that this morning with our planner, Mike Hoffman, and we're always constantly looking at our plan as a city and what we're trying to accomplish. And I mean, it's hard picking territories and areas of where to place some of these things, but you, in with the previous administration, worked really hard at obviously getting Brisbane Road put in with a bunch of others in and around the area, which, there was the vision 10, 15 years ago that was put together, or longer than that, probably 20 years ago now, to get that interchange put in. We're starting to see some of the activity and growth out there. We've pushed, for the most part, a lot of that industry out that way. And tell us a little bit about how that came to be, where we are now. Obviously there's activity and what we see coming maybe.
Well, thank goodness. Cause I was getting the interchange to nowhere, the bridge to nowhere. And well, I was in charge of the interchange to nowhere. So let me tell you, I am glad to see development there, but I joke about that, but all of our Route 6 industries have been using that interchange from the second it opened.
Right.
People would zoom right in, go out to, Quantix and Lyondell and all those guys. So it wasn't, but it was a bit of an uphill battle. It really started, people don't realize NiGas or Nicor owned thousands of acres out here. And about 26, 27 years ago, they auctioned off thousands of acres.
I kind of remember.
And a lot of those acres were all around Minooka, Route 6, that corridor, now Shanahan, Morris, or Brisbane Road. Those were all old Nicor land way back in the day that they've held for a long time. So the people that bought it, they weren't old legacy farmers and so forth. They were people buying it for an investment, buying it to develop. So when we looked at that, and after that auction happened, it was like, we really need an access point here at Brisbane Road. And so everybody came together, all the communities pitched in money. We hired a government affairs lobbyist to help us down in Springfield. And the landowners pitched in money. And next thing you know, we got an interchange. So it was fantastic. But then we got the interchange, and then all of a sudden, funny, because it was NICOR, we didn't have any gas out there. So, you know, we were joking about this stuff, you know. It's like, well, great, now you got an interchange. Now you got to get water and sewer there, and you got to get gas there, and you got to get all these other things there. And so back to your comment, a lot of stuff goes on behind the scenes to get ourselves ready. And so we've been laying the groundwork for a lot of years. And so it's gratifying now to finally see some of that happening.
But we're trying to keep that truck traffic out of, you know, 47 per se, to go straight to Brisbane to 80 or hop on 55 or wherever. I mean, there is a thought process. And I think sometimes people don't realize there's a lot of strategy and a lot of planning that goes into some of these things when you're doing them and at it for so long.
Yeah, I mean, that was always the intent. The intent was that was to be the industrial corridor for the northern part of the county. You know, the southern part, they've got a lot around Dresden Station and the new generating station and so forth out there. And on the north side of the river, that was always to be and always was our industrial corridor. Well, as it started to grow then, that access point is that's where we want it. We don't want something mixing with our school buses, right? We don't want to be trying to go to the grocery store and fighting with semis.
Yeah.
We want those semis to get right on the highway and keep those two uses separate.
And we've had some really, really good success over the years with all of the TIFFs that we had with, you know, now newly establishing the TIFF 3 out there at Brisbane Road. I mean, we've had a lot of good partners with schools and you know, other taxing bodies where, you know, a lot of people up as you go north in the state, they're constantly arguing and fighting back and forth on what works for them. And we don't have that. I mean, explain a little bit maybe about some of that stuff because it's a complicated subject, right?
Not only do we not have it, people notice. People thank us. They're like, wow, we come to Grundy County, you guys are kind of all on the same page. And you know what? It's a darn good thing we are too because we know what we want as a community and we're all talking the same language. But you know, one of the reasons why I think everyone gets along is because one, we communicate, we're honest, we're transparent, and we share. We do share. I know that the city is sharing revenue out there. The county has a county EDPA TIFF. They share revenue.
They've been great to work with through this whole Brisbane Road stuff. I know there was there was a little bit of tug and pull with some of the things with the EDP and the TIFF and annexing, and they've been really good partners in the end to help make this work as well.
We all need partners. This is a team sport. So yeah, but it's great, you know, and that's what's really fun about it.
So people don't understand the economic development where there's a lot of things that take place, right? So it's some people kind of look at it as math and science, right? I mean, it's kind of geeky. So we're all kind of little economic geeks, but what do you guys like to do best about your job? What makes it fun and make you want to come back every day? Because it's tough. Right? I mean, it's not an easy business sometimes.
I think it's interesting.
See, this gets us back to this geeky thing, right? I think we're all kind of kind of a little geeky.
I guess I fall into that category. I'll start. So for me, even beyond that, just big picture. For me, its driving force has always been, I want to make a contribution. Wherever I am, whatever I'm doing, I want to feel like I'm a force for good, as lofty as that might sound, it's from a day to day, right? You're just responding to emails, but
I think it's a force. You're a force.
Thanks, Nancy. But you know,
well, you're one of the best note takers I've ever seen in all our meetings. She's constantly got her computer taking notes and typing. So
I rely on them. For me, I want to make a contribution. I feel like in anything that I do, I want to feel like I'm being a force for something good in my community. And I feel like from a macro perspective in this role, you're trying to ensure that there's a quality of life there, that your economy is functioning in a sustainable way. And there's enough investment in your community to sustain essential services and to create great jobs, to keep people here, to contribute to the vibrancy of the community. And I feel like that this is, you know, in the day-to-day, what it looks like is, you know, submitting a lot of Excel spreadsheets full of information, hoping that you'll land a site visit. But, you know, Nancy's seen in her tenure, great success in that, I would say. So I'll pass it to you.
No, well, and I think that's perfect, though, because it's not just it's not just trying to get a job. It's trying to make sure that our residents here have a job and they can raise their kids and maybe take a few vacations and have not just a quality of life, a standard of living that we're accustomed to and that we want to try to maintain and build on.
Right.
But maybe I'm not as lofty. I when I first got into it, I loved it because it was a marriage between business and nonprofit. But what's kept me in it and keeps me coming back is the people. I deal with, it's so great to see our community working, trying to do things, trying to push things forward, trying to do things for the good, you know, elected officials and volunteers. And I've got a fantastic board. And we learn something new almost every day.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, somebody comes in and they need to dredge the river. Who do we call? I don't know, but I can find out. Somebody else comes in and, you know, as a transmission question, I don't know, but I can find out. So, and because every business comes in, they have their own business model. They're telling you about it. So you learn about, you know, you learn about the EV business. You learn about the data center. You learn about the logistics. You learn about, you know, the chemical plant.
Well, it's all changed. A lot of it, it seems like, over time, right?
I mean, look at some of
the business parks and, you know, you've got obviously what's happened over in Elwood and with North Point and all that stuff. I mean, there's a lot of different things. Transportation is a big thing. And forethinking, I mean, is part of everything we're doing now, where I don't know that I think we were probably doing some of that 20 years ago, but not to the extent we are now, right?
Well, now it's a lot easier to sell. Now when you tell everybody, hey, we need a comprehensive transportation plan, everyone's like, yeah, you're right, we really do. Yeah. 20 years ago, they're like, we're fine. Yeah. Right. Everything's good.
Anyone who drives on our roads.
Yeah. Right.
And they feel it.
It's tough. Mm-hmm. And the 80s, I mean, seen its run, of course. I mean, we're starting to see some work, you know, just to the west of town now with some of that stuff on 80. But it's...
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I think all of those things, and it's also super fun to be in the know, right? I mean, it's like, oh, well, let me tell you. But every once in a while, people will ask me what happens downtown. And I say, oh, you got to call Julie.
Yeah. Well, that's a great segue.
She's the gal. Ask you. Because I'm the industrial person. I don't know about, you know, downtown.
How has that been? You know, so the city, the mayor makes a big splash and, you know, goes in a direction of hiring a business development director that I thought was long overdue for our community personally. You know, when we started delving into that, we saw communities, you know, mayor that had 3,000, 4,000 people living there that had a business development person. So Julie, there could not have been a better hire in my opinion. I think she's been fabulous here. How does she fold into your operation? Tell me about the importance of that when working with the GEDC.
She's a rock star.
First, right. We agree. Yeah.
Good.
And it's not a competition thing, because I think some people initially, I don't think it's so much,
they
but initially,
understand.
I think they weren't understanding the differences, right? And what everybody was doing. And I mean, it was never intended to be any sort of competition. It was more of
a great,
how do we do this together, right?
You know, there's so many things that happen. We talk about this team effort, you know. We need the city. We need Julie. We need that partnership. You know, if an industry comes in, we can do the marketing. You know, Monica's going to trade. I'm going to a trade show at Select USA out in Washington. We could do all that. But when they come back and they say, well, I need water and sewer, and is this a permitted zoning use? And is this a that? That's Julie's wheelhouse. So, and the city's wheelhouse. So it's actually a great partnership. Somebody will call us and we'll say, hey, heads up, and vice versa. And so it's a partnership. We rely on her. We can take activity just so far, but then we got to make sure that everyone's in the same page and we loop in the city. And no, I love it. It's wonderful. You know, we hear the same thing about the county. The county's getting ready to hire a development director.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Everyone says, oh, what's that going to mean for you guys? I go, do you know how many things the county, they need to update their comprehensive plan. They're doing all these things. It's fantastic. The more professionals we have that we can put a really first-class A team together, that's awesome. And Julie's
tell you, we've dealt with a lot of different things. I mean, whether it's been Intersect or the state or just other partners. And I mean, I've said this numerous times in all the meetings we have. I mean, I would put everything we've done in our teams that we have pulled together in a lot of these instances top-notch. I mean— would blow most people out of the water.
Absolutely.
That's the group of people we have around here. And I don't think sometimes people realize that. I mean, they hear all of us talk and they think, oh, yeah, nobody really knows what's going on, though. But honestly, I mean, second to none, in my opinion.
some fantastic interactions.
It is.
So, that I have not met, well, your team in general is fantastic, but in terms of the ability to describe her community and to make someone from somewhere else really desperately want to move here, Julie's a fantastic salesperson for Morris, if you listen to her pitch. She's the model for it. And it's really inspiring and exciting to be in those meetings where she's making a pitch to a multinational company of, this is Morris, this is who we are.
Well, I mean, and we're getting them, and that's due to you guys. It's due to everybody's work. I mean, we're getting the P&Gs of the Procter & Gambles, the Costco's, the GE's. I mean, even just talk about around the county, because we're not in any competition all the time. As far as I'm concerned, we're all working together, whether it's Manuka or Shanahan or whomever. And I mean, we're getting some top notch quality, you know, Fortune 500 companies that want to come in into these communities.
Yeah, you look at the list, you know, you got Granger, you got Kellogg, you've got Costco. You mentioned a lot of them, GE. And, you know, too, we also had a great industrial win. It happened during COVID, so everybody kind of forgets about it. But somebody invested $1.2 billion in Grundy County and built a natural gas generating station.
You're absolutely right.
You know, they had 600 skilled trades people out there building that place for 30 months.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
And, you know, there's just a lot of good things happening, and it happens because the partnership is as good as ever.
And you were talking about, like, you know, nonprofits and private companies getting together. I mean, you guys, I mean, what funds you guys is pretty amazing too. I mean, between all the different taxing bodies that work together with you guys and then the private companies that invest and do things. I mean, talk a little bit about that, because it is kind of interesting and amazing.
Well, it's funny because every time I say Grundy Economic Development Council, I have to say, but I don't work for the county, but I work on behalf of the county. And actually, we have a great partnership and they're supporters of ours. But people don't realize that we are 35-40% publicly funded, and all the rest of the money comes from the private sector.
It's amazing.
So we are a true public-private organization, and our board is made up of business leaders, mm-hmm. and it's made up of community leaders. You know, Mayor, you're on our board, and the county board chairman is on, and so we have municipalities, but then we have the Lyondells and the Aux Sables, and Procter & Gamble just got on, and then we have the smaller business folks on there too. So it's just a great model, and I give kudos to all those folks 30 years ago that, you know, set it up, and it's really worked great. So yeah, I always I'm like, I have Grundy County in my name, but I'm not a county employee. But it's pretty easy to advocate for the county, and the county have been great partners of ours too, as far as investment.
But it is pretty amazing what's been pulled together, because not a lot of people can do that in some of the communities. We talk about that, I think, all the time with some of the things we deal with on a daily basis, is the different things that we have that make us unique, I think, and you know, attractive, I think, to businesses or people that want to move here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And one of the things I want to point out, and I love and I appreciate about what you do, is you just don't have a keen eye on the near future, right? And, you know, who are we speaking to next week, and who are we pitching to next month, or whoever that may be. But you've got a keen eye on the long-term future. You know, some of the things like the resiliency study that was done, you know, the nuclear resiliency program, the transportation study that was done between all the different communities within Grundy County. I mean, that's stuff that's looking down 10, 20, and 30 years down the road. I want to stay here, right? And I want my kids to want to come back here. You know, they probably won't. Right. I don't know. Yeah. They'll go out and do some exciting things and have some fun. But I want young people to want to come here. And I want this, you know, community to continue to grow and the county to continue to grow. And you made a great point. We work together. Great things happening to our neighbors. It's great things happening for us.
We have some really good partners. And I say that not only with, you know, all of us sitting here, but with Shanahan and Manuka and Will County Governmental League and the county, and I mean, all the other towns, whether it's
seven municipalities all pitched in for the transportation plan.
We all get along and talk, and I mean, we meet, we get together, we work through things. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
That
I mean,
grasp
really, it
of
is.
Regionalism, you don't it see is. It everywhere.
Right.
Yeah. And you know, you have to talk about segues. I'm going to jump on this really quickly because we're starting the resiliency diversification strategy plan. And I am, talk about geeking. Now I'm geeking out a little bit.
Please
I got to be careful.
No, it's your
floor. That's what makes this fun.
But we are about ready. We received money through the USEDA, and we have resources that we've never had before to go out and ask for people to help us look at what's Grundy's proposition? You know, why here? And how do you benchmark next to other people? And but the greatest part of this is the public engagement. We're about ready to beg, borrow, and ask everybody who's got an opinion about what Grundy County should look like. This is going to be their chance here in the next few months. We're going to do a business survey, a community survey, 3 town hall meetings. And we want to hear from people. What do you want this to
That's
be?
Pretty
because
cool.
Well, I look around, all of us sitting here. We all grew up here now. I took a circuitous route to get myself back. And, you know, I want
but
my
you're
kids.
Here. That's
yeah.
the thing. Right. I mean, you came back to your roots.
So people are vested, and I want the community to be vested in where we're going.
And well, and funny story. I mean, when I think of Nancy, and now we have these grant dollars coming, whether it was the transportation or the nuclear resistance stuff. I mean, that's $1 million right there, right? I mean, I can remember Nancy saying, we never got any grant dollars. We, you know, we were the lowest community that didn't, you know, percentage wise and all this stuff. And now look, I mean, we're starting to make some progress and do some things. And I think it's partly due to the fact that we're all getting together and figuring it out.
Well, and you know, I think Grundy County too used to be a little bit like, leave us alone. We're going to do our own thing here.
And, no, you know, I can't even imagine anybody around here would be
100%
like
100% agree with that.
Are you
and
kidding
I'm thinking
me?
To myself, well, that's nice, but a couple million bucks just went next door.
That's right.
So, you know, that's I'm not sure where that's getting us.
We'll take care of our own business.
Yeah, and just leave us alone. And, you know, we just can't do that. That's just not the world that we're in. And you and I know, Stan, this has been right up your wheelhouse of getting grants and ourselves. All of a sudden, you know, we're out there and we're shaking the bushes and we're getting our fair share. We used to send more down to Springfield than we got back. So I was like, well, you can call it bootstraps or whatever you want, but we're losing money and we're not getting them back. So now we are. And it's fantastic.
Yeah. Somebody said to me once, they said, well, it's still my taxpayer dollars that you're spending. Well, yeah, but we're spending it here.
And if we get grant dollars, we're spending less.
County over there, it's your dollars. It's our dollars, but it's being spent in our community.
Do you want 2 pages to spend your dollars?
Exactly. I love that. It's like,
but
wow.
But it's really crazy. I mean, it's amazing what has been accomplished with, you know, the GDC over 30 years. I mean, it really is. There's been a lot of good things over the years.
I'm going to make my admission. I was on the council. I was a brand new alderman at the time. Well, when the GEDC took flight, you know, and I didn't know in the world they were talking about. Like, what do we need this for? What is it again? You know, and then to see it, you know, become what it's become and see the importance that it plays in you know, in our community and the entire county. It's just been awesome to see it grow into what it's been. I mean, it's just a force. Well, a force for good. Oh, let me come back to that. And I mean,
isn't that from Wicked?
You set the table for that. That's, you know?
That's what drew me to this first place.
It truly is.
I had to sell Monica to come over. So yeah, I'm super glad she did. She did a good job.
So 2 years, I mean, how's the 2 years been? I mean, the learning curve's got to be steep, right? I mean, it's got to be incredible.
I mean, I have to give credit to Nancy and Nikki. They've been fantastic mentors. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't ask for a better team. We're small and mighty.
Yeah, right on.
But no, I have learned a lot, certainly. Yeah. You know, you think you know your community until you're sitting in this seat. And then you're like, well, I know where sewer is and how over that site and how big the pipeline is and how much available capacity.
That's almost too much information.
Man, you know, way too much. No, it's really been fantastic. And there are a lot of different aspects to it that it feels like, you know, you could find enough to fill an entire lifetime. You know, the to-do list, there's never a bottom to it. So it's always that prioritizing, like with anything. But, you know, like I said, fantastic mentors in the position. It's been great and looking forward to a really good future ahead.
I love it.
Like we've been talking about. So many exciting things happening.
So I got to ask a last question as I know we're getting to
it's
the end.
It's never
here.
A last question with you. That means there's like 4 more getting ready.
So Nancy, you've been here 25 years and I'll get one for Monica next.
I told you there's more than one.
Thanks for giving me time.
Well, I've already been proven right.
It's one, but for each.
No, it's not.
Where do you see us in the next 10, 15, 20 years? I mean,
because it's such a good question, I'll allow it.
I mean, really, I mean, there's a lot of good stuff happening. What do you see?
I think you're going to continue to see population growth just because we're a healthy community and we have great schools and great quality of life. Look at our downtown. Look at our outdoor amenities, all that. You're going to continue to see that. what I think we're going to see is we're going to continue to see industrial development as well. The challenge we're going to have is it going to be the stuff that we want? And how do we make sure that we get those kinds of jobs and those kinds of investments that are going to continue to enhance our quality of life and our standard of living? That's going to be our challenge, because we are going to continue to see more development in our area. We're a transportation crossroads. We have assets. We have power. Power, we didn't even talk about that. That'll be a whole nother issue.
You're we can do an episode told you about power too. By itself.
Yeah. You know, we have power when they're making projections of who's going to need power. And that's going to be a huge competitive advantage for us. And we're seeing reshoring for lots of reasons. We're seeing reshoring of manufacturing. And so I think that's something that we haven't seen in the last 15 years. And it's going to be pretty exciting if we can get that.
I think that's awesome. Now, Monica, on to you. So you've been here a couple of years now. You know, you grew up in Minooka. You live in Shanahan now. And what have you seen over the past couple of years that you either learned, you know, or saw just based on your experience being here of what makes this area? And I say that collectively, not just because it's Morris, because there's a wider variety here.
Sure.
What do you see makes us attractive?
That's a great question. So many things. I suppose I'd start with what we talked about earlier, that sense of regionalism. Mm-hmm. You don't see everyone's at the table, especially for projects that are regional. And I'm speaking from like the perspective of our office. You don't see communities being left out of an important discussion that is going to affect them. Everyone's at the table. Everyone's invited. Everyone's voice matters. So there's leadership from every community in those big regional impactful decisions and things happening. And I feel like that level of coordination and respect and planning doesn't happen everywhere. And I think that's exciting, and it only serves to benefit the citizens, only serves to benefit the community.
That is not what I expected to hear there. I love that. Keep going.
Great.
I love that answer.
Speaking of our rock stars, you guys learned have well. Julie, I got a rock star.
You do, absolutely.
But, you know, from like a resident, that's from our office's perspective, but from a resident perspective, gosh, I love just that we are that hybrid of, we say this when we make a pitch, Julie says this when she makes a pitch, we have world-class access with the small town feel. And the people embody that too. You have really sophisticated, well-educated people that are engaged in the world and appreciate the wider world, but at the same time, they really also appreciate kind of that quieter, slower pace of life a little bit. And we live at that margin, right? Just outside of the city.
Yeah, but there's a happy
in the
balance
rural.
That. That's tough.
So I feel like our people embody that too, and I identify with that.
Like, we need to trademark that. Right. Let's get on that right now for anybody who listens to this. Right.
Well, right. Yeah. So whatever branding it, Julie is your person. She can figure out how to brand all that. So, but that's a good
awesome.
Question.
That's
thanks
awesome.
For asking.
Yeah. Awesome. It's good to hear.
Guys, thank you so much. I think this does. I think we do need to sit down again, honestly, because there's just so much going on with you guys and with the city and other communities. Maybe even have somebody from another community in to
We've
join
talked
us.
About that. I'd love to.
I think it'd be a great discussion.
Absolutely.
But thank you. Thank you for joining us. And thanks a little extra time tonight, you know, made your day a little longer. We appreciate it because we know everyone's going to really appreciate listening to this. And I hope they learn something from what you guys do and the importance of it and how we all work together, whether it be the county's new business development person or Julie. And it's a coordination of efforts between all of us.
It is a coordination for sure. And, yeah. And we couldn't do it without everybody else. And that's what makes us successful. I always joke, nobody ever knows what the GDC does. So thank you. You know, and the biggest problem is every time we get a prospect in, we have to sign, you know, non-disclosures and you can't tell anyone. And, you know, we'll take your firstborn child if you tell anyone about this project. Sometimes I'm like, okay.
Hey, here you go.
But
they're all yours.
You know, so we always kind of operate in the shadows. So it's, and I don't mean that in a negative way. It's just the reality of what we're doing.
Absolutely.
So thanks for giving us a forum. We appreciate it.
It's been great to come into the light.
Well, I just want to personally thank you from my level. I mean, you guys are awesome to work with. We have a great partnership, have for years, the city has, and I know we'll continue for many years to come. So thank you guys for coming on. We're definitely going to have you back because there is way too much.
Oh, thanks.
All right. Thank you.
There, you want to tell them how they can find us?
Sure. You can find us on all platforms, you know, Apple and Spotify. Also, there's I'm sure, many, many others. I can't even name them all. But please go like and subscribe. We're hoping to gain as many listeners as we can just to get the message out and let people know what's happening in and around the town. And thank you for joining us. And like again, go like and subscribe. And thanks again.
You betcha. Thanks to everybody that joined us tonight. Thank you for listening and thank you for subscribing to the More to Morris podcast. Until next time, take care. This is my town. Yeah.